been another mass shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, this time in the Northern California community of Half Moon Bay.
We're told there were two different scenes, both agricultural sites. At the first location, four were killed. A fifth was taken to the hospital. Three were then killed at a second location. 67-year-old Chun Li Zhao was later arrested. It was reportedly found in his car in the parking lot of a local sheriff's office substation.
Fox's Jeff Paul, the San Mateo County Sheriff, says the suspect is cooperating with them, but if they know what his motive was, they haven't shared it yet. In Southern California, they're still sorting out Saturday night shooting at a ballroom where people were celebrating the Lunar New Year.
We did unfortunately have an 11th victim that passed away. So now we have a total of 11 victims that unfortunately have died as a result of this tragic incident.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna, the gunman in that shooting, took his own life when police searched his home. They say they found more weapons and ammunition. In Oakland, eight people have been shot, reportedly during the filming of a music video at a gas station. One of the victims, an 18-year-old man, has died. No word yet on motive or suspects. A verdict Monday in the second trial of members of the Oath Keepers group for their roles in the U.S. Capitol incursion.
All four defendants were found guilty of seditious conspiracy, as well as conspiracy to obstruct the certification of the Electoral College vote and to prevent members of Congress from discharging their duties. I am grateful to the prosecutors, agents, and staff for their outstanding work in connection with this matter.
Attorney General Merrick Garland. Wall Street higher yesterday, the Dow gaining 254 points. Early morning Dow futures are trading about 40 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration has responded to a request for documents from the House Oversight Committee.
The White House is not in possession of classified materials found at a former office and the Wilmington home of President Biden, the counsel's office said, in response to a request from the House Oversight Committee.
And stressed the importance of protecting the integrity and independence of law enforcement investigations.
Spokesman Ian Sam says in a letter to the committee chairman, the counsel's office did promise to engage in good faith. A weekend search of the president's home in Wilmington revealed materials with classified markings. Sam's would not comment on any search that has happened or could happen at another home in Rehoboth Beach. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Changes are coming at the White House. Chief of Staff Ron Klain reportedly leaving soon, according to sources, to be replaced by former White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients, although Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has refused to confirm those reports. Lawmakers in California are considering a proposal that would levy an additional tax on the wealthiest Californians, even those who have fled the state.
The bill would impose an extra annual 1.5% tax on those with a worldwide net worth of more than $1 billion and would even target people who moved from the state years ago. There are other blue states that are also proposing bills to impose new wealth taxes, including Connecticut, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Minnesota, New York, and Washington State. Bill sponsor Assemblyman Alex Lee argues the working class has shouldered the tax burden for too long. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The Academy Award nominations will be announced in just a couple of hours from now. Top Gun Maverick, Avatar, The Way of Water, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Elvis are all expected to rack up multiple nominations. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.